Santa Claus rally continues on Wall Street today with the Dow closing up 26 points at 11,559, a new two-year high. NASDAQ composite up another 4 points at 2671. That's a three-year high for that index. And the S&P 500 moving up four at 1,259, the yield on the 10-year note at 3.34%. Joining us live now, Ed Wedbush, president of Wedbush Securities in the heart of downtown Los Angeles. Ed, give us your view of this rally we've seen. Are we still on a roll here, or what's your outlook for the market from here?
Well, good afternoon, Frank. The market is clearly positive. It continues the positive overture that we've had for the last two or three weeks, and I expect it would continue right through the end of the year. A lot of buying opportunities will be here where some people will be doing tax loss selling, and that will be attractive to the buy side of the market, and I believe that the emphasis will be on the upside.
All right, so you're seeing some year-end portfolio adjustments. Tell us about any adjustments you're making now, where you're putting money now or taking it off the table.
Well, I personally think that the attractiveness still resides with the oil stocks and certainly the technology stocks. I notice that the bank stocks have picked up here in the last couple of days. There seems to be increasing confidence that 2011 will bring a lot less FDIC takeovers than we had here in 2010. So I see that group as a positive. I continue to like the home building group. Hovnanian came out with disappointing earnings here today, but the indication is that more houses are being bought and the prices have trended up a little bit, so that should be very good for that industry. And on the negative side, well, continuing the positive side, I like the commodities activities. Corn made a new three-year high, and I see other agricultural commodities as being very favored.
All right, I know you've been cautious on gold. What about the precious metals now?
I still cautious about the precious metals, and I would not be a buyer of gold or silver at this point.
All right. Oil, of course, taking the spotlight today, closing above $90 a barrel for the first time in more than 2 years. We're seeing prices move up at the pump. At what point do you think this will start to impact consumer spending with the price of oil getting up to $90 a barrel today?
I doubt that it will have very much, if any, negative impact upon consumer spending. I expect the price of oil to continue gradually on the upside. I doubt that we're going to get anything close to the $140 a barrel that we saw over 2 years ago. And I would suspect, though, that it could be in the 90s for the coming months.
All right. Anything else? Any other year-end portfolio adjustments or anything else you'd like to mention here today?
One of the important things here has to do with the interest rates, and I believe that the 10-year interest rate, as an example, is at 3.35. The last time we talked, it was in the 2.50 range, 2.50%. And so there's risk in the debentures, particularly in treasuries, and as interest rates go higher, the prices go inversely, i.e. downward, and I would think that that would be an ongoing concern at this point in time. There's also another concern here in California with everybody's been hearing about the deficit spending and the inability to have a reasonable budget. And if California got more negative, then that could be a very risky input to the marketplace, not only here in California, but would have a national impact as well.
Well, we've certainly been assured by the state treasurer that the capacity of California to repay its debts is not in doubt, but I hear what you're saying. Are you, as far as the questions about bonds and all that, given the yields moving up and bond prices moving lower, are you seeing a flow out of the bonds now, and what are you telling people about that?
I have seen an outflow here in the last 3 to 4 weeks. Municipal bond prices and other fixed income instruments also have had a decline. It's been a fairly significant and an abrupt decline. I suspect that it may have a little more to go, but I think maybe this is a buying opportunity over the next several weeks, particularly in the municipal area. Also, I recommend that the municipal buyers have a good diversification in California and that we not focus totally on the general obligations of the state.
All right, generally speaking, do you think we can play Happy Days Are Here Again at this point?
I think we can.
Well, if you say so, let's do it. Let's get that on the air right away here. Ed Wedbush, we do appreciate it. President of Wedbush Securities in downtown Los Angeles. Happy holidays, Ed, and all the best to you there.
Thank you. Same to you. Bye.